One of the questions that I've been getting frequently is how have you guys built the Rat Pack? And for those of you who don't know, Rat Pack was something that we coined as retired at 20. It's a bunch of young individuals that kind of started out in Colorado. But we were inspired by a guy named Carlos Rogers. How many of you know Carlos? Carlos was 23 when he saw this. We saw him in the magazine, got to kind of see his success, and we thought, well, you know, if he can do it, we can maybe do that too. So that's where the inspiration was provided. Thanks, Jamie. Are these being passed out right now as well? I got them? Perfect. And so people have been asking me, how did you guys really build that group? And so I want to address that a little bit because, you know, the simplest thing, we built it the same way that you would build anything else, whether somebody was 40 years old or 50 years old or 60 years old. It's the same system that World Ventures teaches. But let me tell you a little bit about the demographic of the millennials. And we're all familiar with the baby boomers because they're talked about all the time in World Ventures, but the millennials are a group that was born between 1980 and 1995. They're between 16 and 31 years old, and there's about 80 million of them. So how big are the baby boomers? About the same size, but the millennials just might be bigger. And what we want, there was a special that 60 Minutes did not too long ago, and they talked about how the millennials want a different lifestyle than what their parents lived. And what Wayne coined the term in World Ventures to create more fun, freedom, and fulfillment, that's global, that's across generations, but more specifically, I think it's across the millennial generation because they saw what their parents did, and they're not afraid of working hard, but they just don't want to do it the same way. Are you with me? So as you're talking to a young person, somebody says, you know, how do you go out and talk to them? Well, first of all, I don't recommend that you just go find somebody off the street and try to talk to them about World Ventures. Do it through your warm market just like you would with anybody else. So maybe there's somebody on your team that knows somebody that's in their 20s, or maybe one of your, you know, nephews or relatives or something like that is somebody in their 20s. And you want to speak their language to get them, if you can get them in front of it, start to back, that's a great way. But if it's somebody that you're just talking to about it and bringing up the idea, I love to use the term, hey, I don't know if you're, you know, open to doing anything different, but there's this group of young people, and they're not afraid of working hard, but they don't want to do the same thing their parents did. And when you say that, it kind of catches their mind, and you'll see a light bulb go off. At least that's what I've seen in my experience. And it's great to tell stories because I just told you that we are inspired to get involved and do something because of Carlos Rogers. Somebody told us that Carlos was retired in his early 20s, but a lot of times if you go talk to somebody in their 20s that, hey, there's this group and there's these people that are going off and they're retired in their 20s, they're like, cool, but sounds too good to be true. Yes? It's like, that's just the way that it was. That's the way that our parents trained us. Some sounds too good to be true, it usually is. So what I might suggest if you're talking to a young person, instead of using an extreme story, somebody like a Carlos Rogers or Eric Grzybowski or some of those guys like that, maybe say, hey, there's some young people that I'm connected with, some young people that I'm friends with, some young people that I know, some young people that I've met, and some of them haven't had to get real jobs after they got done with school. And that's not as big of a story. They might actually be able to believe that, and it's fun, freedom, and fulfillment, and there's more lifestyle. That's what the millennials are looking for, is more lifestyle. They want the experiences. They're experts in social media. And what's all this stuff? It all comes together, and it's almost like World Ventures was created just for our generation. It's almost like that. So I think it's a great, great fit. And what I want to add to that is people ask, how did you build that group? And we did it the same way. We did it two-on-ones, we did travel parties. We did two-on-ones, we did travel parties. We brought them to bigger events, and then we introduced them to other people that were involved with the company. And keep this in mind, you don't have to have a young person to show a young person. The lady that shared this with Sarah and I was 67 years old. Her name was Judy. She gave us a magazine and a DVD. And the guys that really helped us build it in the beginning, they weren't 20. So don't think that you have to be young to introduce it to somebody young and build a young group. That's one point I wanted to make. The other point that I wanted to make is that don't just go after young people. It's good to have a diverse group, if you will. You know, it's like asking me, how do I talk to somebody that's 60? Call them up, invite them to come see the event. You know, it's like same kind of deal. It's nothing super complicated. But we built our team based on stories, and we used Carlos. The magazine, Success From Home magazine, that had Carlos Rogers in it, I told that story every single night, every single day, every single presentation. I was just telling a story. So remember this, that facts tell, but stories sell. And that goes whoever you're talking to. You can give them all of the facts and all the background and all of the accolades and things like that. But if you can say, Scott Ross says this, I don't know, all I know is, and you tell somebody's story, that's what we did. That's how we built it. And we did travel parties. Now, if you invite somebody, if you're working at a university or a college, you want there to be that warm market connection. If you're inviting a whole bunch of people over just to have pizza at the university, there's no trust there if somebody just came off the street. Are you with me? So you can put in some pizza. That doesn't hurt for the show-up ratio, you know, if you're talking to that young person. But it's the same exact process. Make sense so far? Let me just glance at this real quick. You might sort through more people. We probably show more people to get one than if I was talking to somebody that was older than 20. We call them Rat Pack Plus, so we don't leave anybody out. Rat Pack Plus, all part of the same team. Yeah, some of you will get that. The other advantage that we've found, if you are talking to somebody that's in their 20s, that's a millennial, a lot of times they're going to want to go off and talk to their parents because they still have this thing in their mind that they have to go get good grades, go get a safe, secure job and all that good stuff and have this envision of having the $100,000 square foot off or the $100,000 a year job and the square office on the side of the building and life is great. Well, we all know that that doesn't exist, but that's what the college student thinks. So they want to go still talk to their parents a lot of times. The advantage is that you can go with them to talk to their parent. And that's another exposure because the parent is forced to look at what their kid is doing because it's all about their child's future. They're forced to take a serious look. We have a gentleman on our team. His name's Mike. Mike was 18 years old when he saw us going to school at the University of Arizona State University is where he was going. And he decided just to get involved. And in this particular example, his dad was a very successful attorney. He still is. And Mike got involved. He showed his dad the business front to back, doing it the right way with us being there. And his dad did research for about 4 weeks. 4 weeks, tore the company apart, put it back together. He goes, oh, my son, who's 18 years old, made a decision. He did it faster than I did. He made the right decision. But he says, I wouldn't have taken a look if my son hadn't made the decision to get involved anyways. Okay, so if you can encourage the millennial, the young person, to make a decision now, it forces the parent to take a look. But if the student sees the presentation and they're not signed up, that still gives you the opportunity to set up an appointment with their parent. And their parent might be the rock star. You just never know. And do we have anybody that's, I know we have some under 30 in the crowd, some Rat Pack that age? Okay, I'm talking to you guys right now, okay? When I got involved, I had this idea that I was too young for anybody to listen to me. Are you with me? It's like, what are they going to listen to what I'm saying? I have no business experience. I have no credibility. You know, what are they going to think about me trying to tell them about how they can become financially independent? Dave talked about this. The only reason you're not having the success that you want is because of the story you keep telling yourself. You won't go talk to somebody that's more successful or more mature than you because of the story you keep telling yourself. Just go do it. Just go do it, because I got a chance to sit down with a gentleman that was a pretty high profile guy, and he watched the presentation, and afterwards, this was out of my comfort zone, but I grabbed the application, and I was like, where do you want the check sent? What's your credit card? And I just started doing it, and it was nerve-wracking for me. But he ended up getting involved, and it was kind of like, no big deal. So it's like, who else can I talk to? See, your age has nothing to do with it. Your background, your whatever, has nothing to do with it. Get it out of your head, and you just got to swagger up a little bit. You got to swagger up a little bit, have a little bit of posture. See, bad posture is caring what people think. Good posture is acting like you don't care what people think, and true posture is not caring at all. You're just going out there and showing them the deal. Because aren't you really giving them an opportunity to live the lifestyle that they want? Don't most people, wouldn't they like to make a decision, not have to make decisions based on time or money, get to have the choices? Wouldn't most people like that? Now, they might be passionate about what they're doing right now and continue to do that, but if they had the option, that's better, right? Can you show them how to do that with World Ventures? Do you have to be making $1 million in order to show them that? Do you have to have financial freedom in order to show them that? No, you don't. You can introduce them to the right people. You can plug them into the training system. You don't have to be the rock star right now, but sometimes you might have to act like the rock star. And I don't mean tell people you're making a certain amount of money or, you know, faking it till you make it and driving a super nice car, anything like that. What I'm saying is if you have the posture, people will follow you. And I'll leave you with this example. A few months ago, I got a chance to sit down with a gentleman who, I don't know how much he's worth, very successful, owns a big company. We walked into his office. One of our team members set up an appointment to do a two-on-one. And before, not too long ago, I would have walked into the situation. I go, wow, you know, this guy makes a lot of money. He has, you know, 200 and some employees, very successful, very well respected. And my mindset would have been, he probably doesn't need World Ventures. You know, we've heard that kind of here today. But instead I'm going, this guy probably wants more fun, freedom, and fulfillment in his life. So when we sit down, show him what's going on, we just press play on Bethany, talk to him for a little bit after the presentation. He was kind of like, yeah, you know, this is cool, but, you know, I just don't really know if it's my deal. And this was a guy, I want you to get this, this was a guy that I'd like to have on my team. There's some people you show and it'd be better off if they weren't part of your team. This was a guy that had some of the characteristics and the qualities that we wanted that would be an asset to the team. And he's given me some of these excuses and objections. And in the past, I might have said, well, you know, he's successful. He's more successful than I am. What do I really know? I'll, you know, thanks for taking a look. But instead, I was like, here's the deal. I'm 25 years old, coming into your office, telling you about business. And I know that might kind of seem weird. I said, but here's what I want you to also know. With all due respect, with what I know and what's going to take place with this company, you would be out of your mind not get involved with us. And I just looked at him. And he's like, kind of like drawn back a little bit. And he's like, what's this kid doing telling me that, he goes, well, you just want to make the sale. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I said, the only way that this thing works is if we help other people become successful as well. My job isn't for you to just sign up today. That's not my objective. My job is, if you want to go do something with this, let's do it together. And I said, I will be up here to help you. And that's not something that I'm just saying with my words. It's something that I'm going to prove to you with my actions. And he ended up getting started. And a few weeks later, he came up to me. He goes, thanks for having the guts not to be scared to push me. Okay? So I share that with you not to impress you by any means or say, you know, look what I said. What I'm saying is have a little bit of posture because you're doing them a disservice if you don't posture up, okay? We got something that everybody wants, and that's what I truly believe. So that's some stuff on the Rat Pack. Good stuff? Okay, perfect. I'm going to switch gears just a little bit and talk a little bit about, a lot of you have heard about the 10 Commitments with Scott Ross. How many of you have heard that or been to one of his trainings or anybody that did that at corporate? That is some awesome stuff. So if you have that with you right now, we have a little postcard. And if you don't, that's okay. What I love about this, the 10 Core Commitments, is, they're simple to do, but they're also simple not to do. And some of you may have read the book, The Slight Edge. If you haven't, I would highly recommend it. It's by Jeff Olson. And the thing that struck me about that book, and it goes along with these 10 core commitments, is that it's just the little things that you do over time that make a big difference. And one of the gentlemen that shared this with me, he goes, Brian, if somebody walked into McDonald's, if you walked into McDonald's and you saw somebody eat a Big Mac and they fell over and died, after they ate it, he goes, would you ever eat a Big Mac again? I was like, No, that'd be scary. See, if I eat bad today, it's not going to kill me now. If I smoke a cigarette today, is it going to kill me? No, but over time, doesn't it have an effect on you? So that comes with the negative things, but also comes along with the good things. If I show one person the presentation today, is it going to make me an IMD? No, so it doesn't seem significant. But over time, it's going to make a big deal if I just do it over and over and over again. If I go to the gym today, am I going to be in extremely good shape? No. But if, 4 weeks from now, 6 weeks from now, I'm starting to see the results. So with these 10 commitments, what I would encourage you to do is understand that your short-term actions multiplied by time equal your long-term results. Your short-term actions multiplied by time equals your long-term results. And that goes with anything in life. But if your goal is to really build World Ventures and build a huge team and create that freedom for yourself, here's a few of them. Okay, so if you got this, the first thing is you want to sit down and set up a game plan session with somebody when they get started, between 24 and 48 hours. And you want to do it sooner than later, because when we get involved with this business, most people that have never done anything like this before have absolutely no idea what they're doing. And a lot of times they'll go out and they'll talk to their family members or try to explain it to their friends, and their friends tell them, hey, that's not going to work, and what do? They either crawl back into the cave or they end up quitting just because they didn't know what to do. So it's critical that you go and sit down with them and give them some strategies right off the bat, some of the how-tos, some of the things to avoid, get some of their goals, just some of the basic things right from the get-go. The second thing is you want to use a product. Again, how many have been on a dream trip? Okay. Awesome. If you haven't, go. You know, when we were in school, I was 22 years old, I heard Marcus said to say, he goes, if you can't afford to go, you have to go. You know, that's the reason to go if you can't go, because that just builds the belief just that much more to go out and share this with other people. So use the product. You know, the Dream Trips Life, now that we got the discounts, you got the concierge service, you got the mall that you can shop online, that's the second thing. Third thing, it's one of those little disciplines, 2 exposures a day. That really compounds. If you show 2 people a day, how many people did you show this year? Over 700, right? If you just sign up 10% of those people, how many did you sign up? 70. How many do you need on average to get to director? At least 30. You're well on your way to director, if not marketing director, by doing these little things if you're just getting 1 out of 10. But again, easy to do, easy not to do. Okay, I'm guilty of it. Some days you don't feel like it, but don't feel your way into an act. Act your way into a feeling. The more you do something, the more it motivates you. So you're going to get on a roll. Instead of showing 10 people today, show 2 a day for the next 5 days, and it starts to create a habit, okay? Starts to create a habit. So whether that is an exposure, the best exposure is me getting somebody in front of a live presentation, somebody that's really good at doing the presentation. That's the best thing. But if all you can do is give somebody a DVD for them to take home, do we realize that's an exposure too? So there's different levels of exposure. Just get 2 per day, and over time it all adds up. The fourth thing about your 10 commitments is attend the live event that you got going on weekly. And I know here in Dallas, I mean, you guys got some incredible leadership to plug into. You don't understand how good you have it, all right? You don't understand. If you can put your people in front of them and that's all you have to do over and over and over again. And the thing that I like about the weekly presentation, don't use it as the only thing that you're bringing people to, right? Build up to that. If you're doing 2-on-1s and travel parties throughout the week, and then you say, oh my gosh, you got to check out this guy, Jefferson Santos, or oh, you got to check out this guy, Scott Ross, or oh, you got to meet my friend Davey Lowe or Matt Morris, and you get to put them in front of them just for a second exposure, even if they're not signed up, guess what they're probably doing once they get there to see it for the second time? Probably getting signed up. And they see that it's a very duplicatable system. So that's the fourth thing. Fifth thing is plug into your Fast Start classes. And I know you guys are doing them here Thursday, but we've started to implement this into Denver as well. And just that whole system of a Tuesday, Thursday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever works for you guys, people get to get trained right away instead of having to wait for a regional a month down the road, or going to, boot camp or the View we can get trained right now, have some success right out of the gate, set up some appointments while we're getting trained, and that's just created a lot of success in a whole bunch of different markets. Number six, attend your monthly Super Saturday and regional events. That's what you guys are all doing today, so congratulations. Seven is attend the national events. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. But that has been the biggest thing that Sarah and I did for our business, is just staying around it, staying around the campfire. Because it's so interesting how we all got a cell phone. What happens if you don't charge your cell phone? It dies, okay? You just got to stay around it, stay charged up. And that, for me, that's being around the people. You know, I can't tell you how many people that are, you know, directors and marketing directors, and if they're not around it for a week or two, it's like, you know, your belief and your energy just isn't as high. It's just the way that it's got to be. You know, Eric Grzybowski shared his story. How many of you were at boot camp and heard that? Eric Grzybowski shared his story, and he talked about how he wasn't around it for a while, and if he can lose a little bit of belief, what can happen to your brand new rep? So you got to stay around it over and over and over and over again. Sarah and I have been to well over 40 World Ventures events, a lot of the major national events, and we couldn't afford to go to them, but we wanted the lifestyle, so it was whatever it takes to get there. Number eight, commit to personal development. 10 pages a day. If you do that, it's 3,000 pages a year. You understand you read a lot of books. I didn't like reading. I never read a book front to back, Dave. I'm the same way. But it's fun when you read a book or listen to an audio that can help your life get better. Can help your life get better. And one of the things that I also learned from Dave and Yvette was that in anything that you learn, if you can take two things, go out and apply it, that's a really good thing. Because sometimes we get overwhelmed by information, we try to absorb it all and go out and apply the whole thing. Just apply two things that you learn from that book or that audio, and then you can go back and you can apply two more things that you learn from it, but now you've created something and put it in as a habit. And we've all heard, if you work on your business, you can make a living. If you work on yourself, you can make a fortune. Again, the small disciplines over time. That's number eight. Number nine, have a workout partner. Have somebody that'll hold you accountable, because it's stupid the way that human beings work. If you have somebody at the end of the day that's going to ask you if you showed anybody, are you more likely to go show somebody just because they're going to ask you? So go find somebody that's going to be that accountability partner for you and be real with you, not somebody that's going to let you off the hook if you don't do what you say you were going to do. And it doesn't necessarily matter if it's somebody that's in your team or somebody that's on somebody else's team, cross line, find that person that's going to hold you accountable, because it just creates more results. And then the last thing is be here a year from now. Be here a year from now. And I don't remember who said it, but momentum's coming. I'm building right now because I don't want to. I'm not building right now because of this, but one of the reasons of the urgency that I have is because I know this wave is coming. And sometimes 3/4 of the way through your journey of figuring stuff out and getting to your goal, it's not going to look so good. But can you imagine if 2 years from now, World Ventures is in massive momentum and you decide to call it quits just because it wasn't working out at that time? Can you imagine when your mom or your friend is calling you and be like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow night at 7:00? You know, your friend that you didn't call. So be here a year from now doing steps 1 through 9, and it's incredible what can take place there. So that's the 10 commitments. If you got it, say I got it. Cool. The neat part is that Byron Schrag does a more in-depth, he covers the 10 commitments more in depth. We've got it on the CDs. So now that you've heard it, How nice would it be if your team was hearing that over and over and over again? How many team members do you wish were here listening to that same information?